San Francisco voters oust progressive Soros prosecutor in recall vote. Voters have ousted Chisa Budin as San Francisco's district attorney. Unlike California Governor Gavin Newsom's recent recall election, Budin didn't face any opponents. On June 7, San Francisco voters were simply asked to answer yes or no to the question, shall Chisa Budin be recalled from the office of district attorney? With more than 61.3% of the voters selecting yes, San Francisco Mayor London Breed must now appoint an interim district attorney until November 8, when a permanent replacement will be elected. The no votes totaled 40,921. Budin, a former public defender backed by left-wing billionaire George Soros, came under fire for failed progressive criminal justice reform policies that have led to a sharp increase in drug overdose deaths, homelessness and thefts, including smash-and-grab robberies, car burglaries, shoplifting, and other property crimes. Homicide rates and gun crimes have increased since Budin took office. He has strived to end cash bail, reduce incarceration rates, and scrutinize police misconduct. Budin fired seven prosecutors his second day on the job. In mid-December, the Epoch Times reported that more than 50 prosecutors, support, and victim services staff had either been fired or had quit their jobs over Budin's progressive agenda. A former prosecutor who produced a list of those who were fired or quit left their jobs said at the time, "The office is imploding," and requested anonymity for fear of reprisal. Superior Court Judge Bruce Chan chastised Budin at a September 24, 2021, court proceeding. Chan cited the constant turnover and expressed his disapproval of the manner in which the office of the district attorney is being managed, according to court transcripts. The recall effort. Several prominent Democrats have opposed Budin, including Nima Rahimi, an attorney and executive board member of the California Democratic Party. The San Francisco Board of Elections certified a petition on November 9 to recall Budin after a group called San Franciscans for Public Safety, led by Mary Yung, a former San Francisco Democratic Party chairwoman, and Andrea Shorter. The two launched the petition on April 28, 2021, and gathered about 83,000 signatures, well surpassing the 51,325 needed to force a recall election. The group alleges in its official recall petition that Budin failed to keep his promises to deliver criminal justice reform and police accountability. Budin is not keeping San Francisco safe. He refuses to adequately prosecute criminals and fails to take the drug dealing crisis seriously. He doesn't hold serial offenders accountable, getting them released from custody, and his response to victims is that hopefully home burglaries will go down, according to the petition. Budin dismissed the recall effort as a right-wing campaign based on false and disproven Republican talking points attempting to undo progress and take us backwards, in his May 2021 statement of defense. He argued that recalls are not political tools for people who lose elections, and that voters thoughtfully and carefully elected him because they support his work to reform an unjust system that too often criminalized poverty, addiction, and mental illness, failed to hold violent police accountable, and targeted people of color. Budin was elected in 2019 with 50.8% of the vote, defeating Susie Loftus, who received 49.2%. He said that the old approaches didn't make the city safer, but ignored the root causes of crime and perpetuated mass incarceration, and claimed that in his first year he fought to expand support for crime victims, hold police accountable when they commit unnecessary violence, create an independent innocence commission, and establish an economic crimes unit to protect workers' rights. Budin argued that exploiting recalls for political purposes is an abuse of the process, disrespects the will of the voters, and costs taxpayers millions of dollars. Richie Greenberg, a Republican and former mayoral candidate, launched an earlier but unsuccessful recall petition against Budin in January last year. The campaign collected 49,600 signatures, 1,725 shy of the number needed to make the ballot. Progressive policies. Declaring that he didn't want to prosecute minor offenses, Putin has indicated he wanted to shift the focus to more serious offenses and take on corporations. He has also suggested hiring public defenders as prosecutors. He has refused to cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement and has threatened to prosecute ICE officers whom he accused of breaking sanctuary city laws. Fentanyl deaths. In San Francisco, fentanyl has claimed the lives of 131 people so far this year, according to data from the city's chief medical examiner's office, and nearly 1,100 have died from accidental fentanyl overdoses alone since January 2020 to April 2022 compared to 1,544 total overdose deaths. In 2021, fentanyl deaths in San Francisco surpassed COVID-19 fatalities. The overdose rate is one of the worst in the state despite the city spending more than $13 million to expand overdose prevention programs last year. The drug epidemic is so rampant that Mayor Breed and other civic leaders have tried to skirt federal laws to create supervised facilities, otherwise known as shooting galleries, where intravenous drug addicts can shoot up under the watchful eyes of medical professionals. The city approved the purchase of a building to open such a facility, but has not actually done so. Budin and Breed have both been blamed for allowing the city's infamous needle-strewn Tenderloin district to infect surrounding neighborhoods with open drug use and dealing. Overdose death rates have surged since fentanyl began appeared on the scene several years ago. Because of its potency and low cost, drug dealers have been mixing fentanyl with heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine. The drug, known as China Girl, Chinatown, and China White among other street names, is most often smuggled into the United States from China through Mexico and can be deadly in doses as low as 2 milligrams, according to the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that can be up to 50 times more potent than heroin, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A year-long national study ending in January 31, 2021, showed that overdose deaths from opioids increased 38.1% and deaths from synthetic opioids jumped 55.6%. Socialist ties. Budin once worked as a translator for Venezuelan socialist dictator Hugo Chavez and co-wrote the book Understanding the Venezuelan Revolution, Hugo Chavez Talks to Marta Harnecker, published in 2005. Budin is credited on the book cover. In 2011, he attained a law degree from Yale Law School and began working for the San Francisco Public Defender's Office the following year. Unlike other Soros-backed candidates, Budin was a public defender and had never served as a prosecutor before he was elected as San Francisco's district attorney, a position Los Angeles DA George Gascon held from 2011 to 2019. Budin attended Oxford's St. Anthony's College in England on a Rhodes Scholarship and earned two master's degrees, one in public policy in Latin America and the other in forced migration. Radical parents. Budin was a 14-month-old infant when his parents were arrested in 1981 and imprisoned for their involvement in a botched attempt to rob an armored delivery truck in Nanuet, New York, about 35 miles north of New York City. They were getaway drivers for and members of the Radical Weather Underground, which orchestrated the failed heist in which two police officers and a Brink security guard were killed. His mother, Kathy Budin, spent more than two decades in prison before she was released on parole in 2003. His father, David Gilbert, was sentenced 75 years to life in prison, but was released on parole in October after Budin successfully lobbied disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to commute his sentence before he left office. Cuomo did so on his final day as governor in August. Gilbert, now 76, served more than 40 years in prison. Budin was adopted and raised by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who were also members of Weather Underground, a radical Marxist group that sought to lead a violent communist revolution in America and bombed government buildings across the country. During the 1970s, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation displayed wanted posters with photos of Ayers and other Weather Underground members in every U.S. post office. The FBI listed Dorn, whom Ayers married in 1982, as one of its 10 most wanted fugitives. Ayers was a fugitive for years but resurfaced after charges against him were dropped. He taught at the University of Illinois at Chicago for more than 20 years and retired in 2010. He has authored several books on education, Marxist Roots, Budin Hails from a Long Line of Marxists. Louis B. Budin, Cheese's great-granduncle, was a Jewish-American writer, politician, and lawyer. Born Louis Budionov in Ukraine, then under the rule of imperialist Russia, he was a Marxist theoretician best known for writing a two-volume history of the Supreme Court's influence on American government published in 1932. The Budin family immigrated to America in 1891 and settled in New York City. Louis studied law and was admitted to the New York State Bar Association in 1898. He was a member of the Socialist Labor Party of America and the Socialist Trade and Labor Alliance in the late 1800s. He left the Socialist Labor Party in 1899 and joined a dissident faction to help form the Socialist Party of America in 1901. His grandfather, Leonard Budin, was a known civil rights lawyer who represented Cuba's communist dictator Fidel Castro and Paul Robeson, an American entertainer who was denied a passport over his refusal to disavow membership in the Communist Party.